Well, you probably guessed at this point that I'm preaching this morning. Of course, it's always a joy and an honor to get to do that. Thank you, Pastor Daniel, for praying for me and getting us started. And as you know, if you've been here, this month of October, Daniel had a fun idea, I think, to have the series be Ghost Stories. So we've been talking about, like, quote-unquote ghost stories throughout the month. Pastor Daniel preached 2 weeks ago about some of the crazy stuff that Jesus did and some of the cool stories in the scriptures. Of course, Pastor Emily preached last week about the Holy Ghost. And this week, I'm going to stick in that ghost stories trajectory. And we're going to talk about a cool concept. At least, I think it's cool. You might think it's a little weird at first, but stick with me. I promise we're going somewhere. And it's somewhere important, I think. My sermon title is a little weird this morning. In fact, Pastor Daniel's dad, Dennis, who most of you know, he puts the sermon notes into the Bible app. And so if you've seen the Bible app this morning, if you've looked at it, you've probably already seen the title. And he emails, you know, us during the week and says, hey, well, send me your notes. I'll put it in the app. And when I sent him my title, he immediately emailed back and was like, just want to check that I got this right. Is this right? And so he thought it was odd too. But my title is Jesus Will Ghost You. Now, I know what you're thinking. And you're right. That's a weird thing to say. But bear with me. Also, I was sharing this at the harvest party last night with a few folks, and I got much of the same reaction. Are you sure? And then I know, like, several visitors told Pastor Emily, they're like, we're going to come tomorrow. And Emily's like, okay. Might not be the right Sunday. Why don't you try next week when the real pastor is preaching? Anyway, so of course, the Jesus Will Ghost You is the title, and I mean it, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to tell you, it is scary. You may be thinking to yourself, ah, that title's just silly, but no, it's scary, like a ghost story. Just kidding. But seriously, Jesus does some pretty ghostly things in the New Testament. It's pretty wild. And the last one that I'm going to share with you is the point. Not just the point of this sermon, but it is the point. I mean, like, the big deal, like life. So let's go on a journey together. Let's examine a couple of ghostings by Jesus. The first one's from the book of Luke. Jesus has opened the scrolls and he's read from the prophet Isaiah. And then the people get mad at him. And in Luke 4, starting in 28, it says, all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of a hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. Crazy, right? But then verse 30 says, this is wild. Verse 30 says, but he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. What? I don't know if you've ever been in an angry mob. I mean, I certainly haven't. I don't know about what y'all are doing. I can't imagine just like people are like trying to like essentially kill you, and you're like, you know, guys, this isn't going to work for me. See ya. And he's just like, how? Like, how did Jesus do that? I mean, Jesus straight ghosted an angry mob somehow. I don't know. But he did it. That's example number one. Example number two comes after Jesus' death and resurrection, and the disciples are scared, right? They're really worried about what's going on. They haven't seen Jesus yet. And in John chapter 20, it says this, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, and this is an important note that John makes, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And then he showed him his hands and his side, proved that he was Jesus, and the disciples were overjoyed. What? Jesus just like showed up? Doesn't say he knocked on the door. I mean, John went out of his way to say the doors were locked. And Jesus just shows up, says, then Jesus stood among them, like out of nowhere. Like, whoa, bro, where'd you come from? I mean, I understand why he said, peace be with you, because they're probably pretty freaked out. Whoa, like where'd this guy? I mean, Jesus just straight, I mean, he just appeared out of nowhere, it seems, from John's telling. So in a different kind of way, I don't know, sometimes Jesus just straight disappears. And apparently sometimes he just appears out of nowhere. Jesus ghosted them, weirdly. Example number three. Now, this is after Jesus has apparently left. He's ascended into heaven. And we find ourselves with a fellow named Saul at the time. And Saul is going on a trip to Damascus. You guys have probably heard the story. It's in Acts chapter 9. It says this, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell on the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul asks, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Y'all, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Personally, it's never happened to me. But Jesus straight ghosted this man. Like, he showed up out of nowhere. And it wasn't even like he was around, right? Like, with the disciples before. Like, Jesus died. He had resurrected. Like, he was still there. I guess if you can ascend into heaven, then it's no problem for you just to come back. That, I don't know how to do those things, but I imagine if you can go one way, it's easy to go the other. I don't know the physics behind that. But Jesus just shows up out of nowhere, and he speaks to Saul, who we later know as Paul. I mean, he's a ghost, right? He just straight appears. Like, so he's disappeared a few times. He disappeared once, apparently. He appears a couple times. This Jesus, like, there's some crazy stuff going on with Jesus. Telling you, ghost-like. And then the fourth example is not really an example of Jesus ghosting someone. It's a little before the last two that I just read, but it's Jesus straight up telling us, promising us, in fact, that he will ghost you. In John 14 and 16, Jesus talks, 14 through 16, Jesus talks for a long time and says a whole bunch of awesome stuff. Those three books are phenomenal. If you've never read them, I'm not going to read all the way through them, but good stuff, right? Jesus talking about being the way and the vine and the branches and all that. I mean, there's just such good stuff there. Do anything in my name. It's good. Trust me, it's good. Go read it. It's good. But here's the two things I'm going to draw out for our fourth example. Jesus says, truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. He tells us, I'm going. I'm leaving. And then he says later in 16, but now I am going to him who sent me. None of you asks me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things, but it is good for you that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And I think this is the coolest ghosting of all, but it's also the scariest. Right, that's our thing, right? It's the scariest because Jesus told us, he warned the disciples, he was going and that he would send another. What Pastor Emily talked about last week, the Holy Spirit, that he would send the Holy Spirit to teach us, to lead us. But what he said in 14 is that you will do even greater things than me. And so are you ready for the scariest part? The scariest part to me is that Jesus actually believed that. Isn't that scary? Jesus believes in us. He believed in the disciples that we will do greater things than he. I don't know about you, but that's a little frightening. Jesus was pretty cool. I mean, I just shared a few examples. But he believes in us so much. He believed that we would, that if he went to be with the Father, that we could and would multiply across the world, that we would share God's love, that we would tell others how much he believes in us and cares for us. We would tell people that he is love, that God is love, and that he wants what's best for us, and that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from him. The scary thing is, he believed that we would do these great things because he knew that his presence, the Holy Spirit, would be with us. He didn't believe in that. He believed in us so much, but he didn't believe that, like, oh, just good luck. See ya. Like, figure it out. Can you imagine the disciples are like, what? Whoa, me? You want me to do that stuff? That's crazy, Jesus. Nah, it ain't me. But we know what happened, right? Pastor Emily shared the story last week about Pentecost and about the coming of the Holy Spirit and the empowering and Peter preaching and folks believing. And he knew that this stuff would and could happen because of the advocate, as he called the Spirit in John 16. He believed in us so much, but he believed in us as the angel spoke to Zechariah in the vision, where he said, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Jesus believes in us because he promised us that Holy Ghost. He ghosted us by sending us the Spirit. Not only did he ghost us by leaving, but then he ghosted us again, joke's on us, by sending the Holy Ghost to be with us at all times. He promised us that his presence would be here no matter what, because God loves us so much that he made his very self accessible to us at all times, in any situation, anywhere you go, through the Holy Spirit. He is with us. Jesus has ghosted us. He has sent the Spirit to be with us. And I hope this, okay, pause. My hope is today that you would hear this. If you hear nothing else, if you hear none of this silly ghost puns or stories that I've shared, but that you would hear this, that no matter who you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are, God is near. And he believes in you. That's a very powerful promise that I hold dear to. And he's not nearby, like ready to pounce in judgment, like, no, I told you. He's not nearby. He's not like some like kid with a stick, like sitting on an anthill, just like messing stuff up. He believes in you. He believes that if you lean on the Holy Spirit that is nearby at all times, that you will do and can do great things. And that's really it. So, Jesus will ghost you. He may show up unexpectedly. He may disappear unexpectedly. But he will always send the Holy Ghost. He will always show the Holy Ghost to be near and to teach you and to lead you wherever you are. And it's our job to be listening, looking, and ready to do great things in his name. Let's pray. God, we're so grateful for who you are and who you are calling us to be. We long to be your people because we know that you are a God who is near and who believes in us so much. So much so that you sent Jesus to live and to show us the way, to die and be resurrected, and to teach us that life is more powerful than death and love is stronger than hate. God, we know and believe that we can do great things in your name because you have sent the Spirit to teach us, to lead us. God, help us to lean in. Help us to trust that you are near. Help us to look to you in every situation. And God, may we believe that no matter where we are or what's going on, that you're near and you love us and you want us. We thank you again for this place. Continue to teach us this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray.